Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Monica, you'll love this story. I was telling him, 4th of July coming. My cousin, you want to talk about paying people off?
Oh, this is great.
4th of July, I want to say it's about 15 years ago, burned his house down. His whole house went down.
Because of fireworks, right?
Because he had a garage full of fireworks, and they were lighting bottle rock, writing stuff off during the day. And they used to do a thing where you break the stick off of a bottle rocket and light it, and it would just go crazy.
Oh, without that weight on it, yeah.
Yeah, without the stick, you know, it would go crazy. So they'd break the stick off, put it on the floor, light it, and it would just, you never knew where it was going to go. Well, this one went back into the garage.
Oh, no.
To where the rest of the fireworks were. And the whole house went up.
Whoa.
And you just have to stand there and watch it.
Just have to stand there.
That must have been amazing.
Yeah, well.
In another way, amazing to watch a garage full of fireworks go up.
Right. So the fire department comes, they put it out, they investigate the fire.
Yep.
Fire marshal knows exactly what happens. And then changes his mind once my cousin's father handed up an envelope for $15,000.
Stop it now. Stop it.
That's a true story.
How does he know it's $1,500? Like, how?
$15,000.
So he just went to the ATM right quick? Or does he have envelopes?
No, it didn't happen the same day.
Yeah, it takes time to investigate this stuff.
Yeah, they don't just, like, you know, the fire marshal doesn't show up day of. You know,
So the investigation was going to say that insurance wouldn't cover it? Is that basically what was going to happen?
Exactly.
This is ridiculous.
I know. When my father told me that story, I was like, wow. Even I was blown away for that one. But the whole
you didn't even know that happened
up.
When it happened? He told you later?
No, I knew about it probably a week or two after it happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Honestly, I've never been a part or even known of something that blatant.
Paying off, listen.
That's
do we know
so
stuff
blatant.
Like that? Right. I know.
Yeah.
But he just, I know. Listen, I don't even... I just find it funny. Like, it just doesn't even bother. I find it funny now.
How is that funny?
I haven't told that story in years. How many people want?
Have to do it the right way and are screwed?
I got you. I understand that. Mm-hmm. I know. He just happens to have the means to be able to pay somebody off.
See, but that's my question. Legitimate question. First of all, I have a million, but how does he know? Do they talk about it and he's like, you get me $15,000? Or that's a random number. Why wasn't it 10? Why wasn't it 20?
I don't know.
They might have had a little talk.
All I know is what it was.
Because he didn't just pop an envelope in his hand, not knowing that the guy was like, hey, whoa, I'm having you arrested.
Exactly.
He knew it was okay.
Well, the fire marshal can't have you arrested because at that point, unless it's caught on tape, you know, the fire marshal would be your word against his words. They wouldn't be able to prove you tried to bribe him.
Right.
But it's chicken and egg.
It would have to be done on tape.
Like, does your person say, hey, do you want this? Or does the fire marshal say, hey, I want this?
I don't know how it went down. What I can probably, if I had to imagine what happened, the fire marshal came to the house and, you know, he was there and they said, listen, here's what we think. Here's how we know this fire started. Mm-hmm. And my cousin probably said, what would it take for the report to not say that?
And then,
that's pretty
so
strange.
Then you know, what does the guy say? What are you talking about? It happened this
I'm
way,
saying,
so
no,
I'm gonna. It's going to say that.
If it plays out in real life the way it would play out in my head, he would say, what would it take for the report to not say that? And the fire marshal would be like, well, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. Come on. What do you need?
That's a gamble.
Yeah, it's a total gamble. But in the end, that whole thing is he said, she said. They would never be able to prove it. Worst case scenario, he's reporting it to the insurance company about what happened, and he's going to have to pay for the whole house. In this case, the fire marshal got his $15,000, and the insurance covered the house.
So then how does the fire marshal explain $15,000 to his family or wife?
No, what do you think? He's putting it in the bank?
What do you do with it?
You think he's calling the IRS?
I
got an extra $15,000. You want to tax it?
How do you?
No, he's putting it under his mattress.
Oh, so right now... Oh, my God. He did not put it under his mattress. And then,
I'm not using that. I'm being facetious about under his... about.
Oh, there's a coffee can or something because
there's something.
Yeah, he's holding on to it. He's not telling anybody about it. He probably didn't even tell his wife about it.
Oh my God! So then, what's he do with all this money? It's just
whatever he wants to do with it.
Jackass.
It's stuff that doesn't have to come out of the bank.
Right.
Put it that way. Whatever expenses go. He needs new tires? Cash.
Right.
No tax? Cash.
I'm going to look at people who have cash now because I never have cash. Cash is weird to me. So now people with cash, like big sums of it, I'm going to look at them like, oh, this person.
Like, I'm having work done on my house now. I'm paying as many people in cash as I can because a lot of times they forget to put the tax on the bill. If you pay him
Monica,
cash.
Do you not ask if you paid all cash, if there's a better price if you pay all cash? Do you ever ask that?
Never have I ever. Is there a difference? Will there be?
Of course there will be. They're not reporting the income, so they're not reporting the taxes.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the thing.
It's all basically under the table.
All right, here's the thing. Oh, okay, so this actually might help me because with this condo now, I'm responsible for, you know, stuff as opposed to when I lived in the apartment. Mm-hmm. So now there's this handy person that I guess worked on that years ago when someone lived in it before. So if I got his card. So if I get his card and tell him, I'll pay you in cash or whatever, then maybe I'll get a discount or like maybe it won't be as much.
Start with give me a quote for the work you want done. Get the quote and then say, can we do better on this? What if I pay you all cash? Can we do better on this?
Can we do better on this? Oh my God, I can't. I'm sweating. I'm already fantastic.
Wow, it's so basic.
Why did they expect it?
Do they?
Of course they do.
He doesn't speak really good English, so I'm wondering if like
you could probably pay him off his scratch offs. If you don't speak English.
I'll try that too.
A lot of guys will say, all right, you know, I won't charge you the tax, and it saves you, especially if it's like an $800 project, it could save you, say, $80 or $70, whatever. But really, as a guy in business, he should be giving you a little more than that, because if it's just cash, he's saving all of his income taxes off it as well.
Right.
He might be saving 30% off of that.
Well, I'll go get cash then. I got no problems paying cash if that's going to give me a discount.
Yeah.
I'll go to the ATM.
If you have it at your disposal.
It's a little high. Can I pay all cash? Can we bring the price down if I pay? What's your cash price?
Right.
Oh, I'm so going to try that, although I don't know if I have the balls to say that.
It works everywhere. You need new tires? You go to the tire shop?
It works everywhere.
Listen, what if I pay cash? Everywhere.
Taylor's online.
I
mean,
other than like real retail, like you're not going to go to Costco for $200. And listen, what if I give you cash? It's not going to work.
Go to Dave, the manager of Target. Listen.
But anytime you have a small business operation or you have somebody that's doing work on your house or you need your sprinklers done or whatever the hell it is, those guys.
Cash makes the world go around.
Hey, Taylor on line one, what's going on?
You know, I really want to know if Monica is really that naive or she just acts like she is. It's just kind of. Mm. The way she plays dumb about that stuff, but like she, you know, that happens in the world every day.
It just never, honestly, Taylor. It just never happened. It never happens in my world. I just the way I grew up, that just has I've never been exposed to it ever, like ever. It's always been legit and on the up and up. So it doesn't occur to me. It's not my first thought, like it might be to someone who's been around it.
I see. All righty, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Taylor.
Isn't she adorable, Taylor? You just want to pinch her cheeks.
I am surprised it never came up, Monica, like where somebody gave you a quote to do some painting or something. You said, oh, it's more than I wanted to spend. And he didn't say, well, you know, if you're paying cash, it'll be this. Right, help you?
I'm surprised.
Without you even thinking about it.
No, what it is, I'll get like three estimates and whatever's the cheapest one is the one I'll get. I don't think to tell that one.
And then when you
like
go to the cheapest one, do you say, that's a little more than I wanted. I'd like you guys to do it, though. Can you do anything?
Call me crazy. Tells me something, I believe them. Like, it never occurred to me to doubt them or that they're
crazy. I'm not going to call you crazy. I'm going to call you dumb.
Clearly, I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Yeah. Brian on line five. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
So I do in-home sales where I go to people's houses and I sell windows, I sell gutters, I sell siding, whatever. We always start with a retail price, which is the highest price we're going to get. And we offer discounts, you know, made-up discounts. And one of them is cash. If you pay cash, we'll do it for this lower price. And it's not even a real discount, but it's all to try and get you to buy while we're there at the house. And it's all about, you know, it's all about trying to get that deal done. So just asking, is there a discount if I pay cash? Well, sure there is, you know, and you may get it cheaper than if you did financing or you put it on a credit card. Because we get charged, you know, when we put it on a credit card. So it's,
right.
it, yeah, That's it, Monica. Do it.
I'm
ABC, Brian.
You.
Always be closing.
There you
close that deal. Right. Don't leave the house. That's right.
Hey, take care, bro.
I'm hitting the road right now doing it.
Good luck.
Good
Brian.
Luck with the cash discounts.
Good luck. Bobby on line six. Go, Bobby.
Hey, horrible show, guys. I don't know why I keep on calling, but I keep coming back. I own a garage door business, and usually when I bid a job, people are like, hey, what do you got for cash? I'm like, well, you know, if I do for cash, you know, I'll definitely throw them a couple bucks back at them. I mean, it doesn't do me much, but I'm able to close the deal. And it's just, it really, really, you know, it's not really like greasing it, but in a way it kind of is, just, you know, move things along. And Monica, I'm not sure if you got a garage door, but the thing about us is we get it up. That's for damn sure.
I love all the trades guys who come up with those sexual innuendos, like the plumbers and the guys who clean out your sewer and stuff. You know, they always have some sexual line. Garage door guy now, too.
Hey,
I thought you guys were above that.
David on line two. Go ahead.
Yeah, just to follow up on yesterday's segment, this whole segment has been completely unethical.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yes, this isn't illegal to talk about.
No.
But it is unethical. You're correct.
So that would make me ethical, because I have no idea about it.
You are above ethical.
You sure are.
And JP, you're unethical.
Honestly, you should run for office because you are above reproach.
Yep.
The problem is you'll never get in there because you don't know how the game works.
Mm. I don't.
You need to know how the game works or change the game.
The game will eat you up.
Right. So that's what, and I think that's what, I don't want to make this a political thing, but like, you know, Trump doesn't know how to grease those skids and how the game works. And he's, and the reason why everybody's breaking his balls is because he's making their lives difficult. That's why everybody's breaking
And you'd think
shops.
He would know, being a billionaire businessman who's done so many deals with so many different personalities
right.
and powerful people with the same egos like politicians.
Yeah.
How do you not know how to deal with these
people?
Well,
he's used to being the one in charge. In politics, right. there's checks and balances.
Right.
But he's dealing with other companies all the time. He's only in charge of his. Like, he makes deals. Like, that's what you're doing with these people, is making deals to get the country going forward.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the art of the deal, the whole thing, he should be slamming this with these people. And maybe in the end he will. It takes time. But it doesn't feel like it. Like you said, he's pissing people off. Of course, he does that in real life, too, according to a lot of accounts.
I'm a big fan of people that piss other people off. You know, like, I think there's something to be said about rattling people's cages.
Well, Roger and JP on the phone. Be right back.
For me, it was July 5th. July 5th, when I was a kid, July 5th was better than the 4th of July. Because when
It was never that much for us.
Well, I'll tell you why. I was never allowed to have fireworks. My father refused. His whole idea behind it was, it's literally lighting your money on fire.
Yep.
I'll let some other a-hole light their money on fire, sit back and watch.
He's not wrong.
Right? He's not wrong. I know he's not wrong. But even like now, as I'm older, I always say, you know what, this year I'm going to do fireworks. And I just have him in my head. And he's not wrong. Mm-hmm. Somebody else all over the place is lighting fireworks.
Right.
Why should I go spend $1,000 or whatever the hell it is and literally light it on fire?
Mm.
My kids have seen fireworks before.
Yeah.
They're going to see it. They saw them last night, you know? And so I just can't go do it. But when I was a little kid, on my block, I had much older kids than me, got people than I was on my block, and they went nuts. Like, the guys that lived across the street from me, the kids who, like, if I was, say, 7, 8, they were probably 18, 19, that whole thing. And them and the guys on the corner, they used to literally have M80 and Blockbuster wars through the air, slingshots. Down the block.
I can't say that happened in our neighborhood.
No, stuff blowing up. I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried.
Wow.
So that stuff was always going on. So
nobody ever had one blow up, like, while it was in the slingshot, in their hand, nothing like that, huh?
No, because
you remember that.
No, those fuses were long. You know,
yeah, I guess so.
The fuses were a little bit long. I guess. I just remember it going on and just being like, that's crazy, you know? I think about it now, and I'm thinking to myself, no way. That would not go on now. No way. And nobody said anything. Nobody called the cops. Nobody complained. It was the 4th of July. Nobody said anything. It's not like it happened on a daily basis. It happened on that one day.
Right. And that's what people expected.
And it probably happened a few times, and then it stopped. They got older and moved out of the house. But somebody on my block, a lot of people on the block, always had fireworks. So July 5th, me and my next-door neighbor, Steve, who was a year older than me, we used to get up early and scour the block for the stuff that didn't go off. you know?
That's so great.
Right, you know, we used to go in and you'd find the...
It's like treasure.
You know, you might find a pack of firecrackers that somebody didn't light off. Yeah. Or you might find, like, even the individual firecrackers, and then you would light them. Or you'd get, like, a magnifying glass because you couldn't find a lighter in the house. Magnifying glass would light it off.
Oh, and just heat it up?
Yeah, this, well, the fuse, if you put
from
the magnifying...
The sun? Yeah.
Yeah, the fuse, it'll light.
Nice.
It'll light. Well, you find a book of matches or whatever it was, but we would go and literally... It was like gold. It was literally, honestly, it was like summer's version of Christmas morning. You know, you used to get up all Christmas morning excited to open up your gifts. We would scour the block, the entire block from one end of the block, both sides, all the way to the other end, and just put everything we found together. And we would just, you know, and we would, that was ours. You know, we didn't spend any money on it. They weren't pissed off, whatever it was. And we didn't go like lighting them off. And we didn't tell our parents we had them.
Right.
But they knew what we were doing.
We used to, the only things we would end up with, even as a kid, I mean, riding our bikes on the streets, maybe we'd find a firecracker or a little lady finger, those little black things that go, something like that, maybe. But mostly we had, I remember my dad going up on the ladder every July 5th to take the leftover stuff that landed on the roof off the roof that had flown in the air, you know what I mean?
Right, but that stuff was already lit off.
Right, exactly.
Right.
But that's what I remember the most is that. I guess Roman candles or some sort of bottle rockets or whatever, and how much would be on the roof, both there and, you know, in two places we lived. It happened both places.
I'm not going to say we found a ton of stuff, but we always found stuff. And then you would you remember jumping jacks?
No.
The jumping jacks, they would be different colors and they would kind of bounce all over the place. You can break them in half and light that broken in half spot and just have you can hold it and it would shoot out like a colored sparkler. That kind of stuff. Well, like I said, you find a pack of firecrackers or somebody lit. I want to say it was like there would be a mat of firecrackers. And if I remember correctly, a mat was like a packaging for X amount of packs of firecrackers that were in there.
Right.
And they would either pull the big long fuse out and light it that way, or somebody would drop a little bit of gas on it and just throw a match on it and watch the whole thing. And it would always sound like a great idea for somebody. Duh, bro, we're going to light off a whole mat of firecrackers. And it always sounded like a great idea. After about the first 10 seconds, you're like, all right.
Same thing over and over again.
This sucks. Yeah.
Hey, JR, what was like fireworks and 4th of July and stuff like that, like when you were in Chicago and stuff? Were there fireworks or were there...
No, there were 9mm and 38s.
Yeah, we have natural fireworks, yes. When I was a kid, I actually didn't mess with fireworks a lot. My friends did. But they would do stupid stuff. Like we would be in the backyard and we'd put like, you know, the ones that shoot in the air. We would have ideas like, all right, let's put like a box over it and see what happens. And then, you know, see it, like, watch stuff blow up.
Yeah.
Would you shoot them at each other?
No. Well, they did. Not me.
Yeah. We used to do that.
You're a good boy.
We would, if we had bottle rockets, if you took the end of a wiffle ball bat, like, you know, the yellow wiffle ball bats?
Yeah.
There's a little tiny hole in the bottom of them.
Right.
If you just make that a little bit bigger, you can just take the bottle rocket, slide the stick in, light the fuse, and just aim it at your friends.
I know so many people who had bottle rocket wars. I don't know what you guys are thinking.
Or if you timed it right, you can light the fuse and then, you know when it's going to go, underhand throw it up and it would just take off in the air that way. You just had to time it right. Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. Monica, were your brothers like big fireworks guys or no?
Oh, huge. Of course they were. They were all about it.
Were they legal in Iowa or Buffalo, wherever?
No, in Iowa, you had to drive to Missouri or Illinois. And then in Buffalo, you had to go to Canada.
Yeah, that was the same thing. In Illinois, they were limited on the fireworks that we could get. So you had to go to Indiana to get, like, the really good stuff.
Everybody's going out of state.
But what happens here, right, in New York, you have to drive to Pennsylvania. But what happens here, but here's what
nobody's
happens.
In the state.
Here's what happens. From New York, if you're going to get some legal fireworks, you got to drive to Pennsylvania. But what happens is the Pennsylvania cops, and the New York cops are sitting at the border there waiting because the out of state plates come in. So the guy that works at the fireworks store, they know that a New York plate came in, right? So they would sell the fireworks to the guy with the New York plates, and then the minute the guy with the New York plates left, the cops would pull him over, take the fireworks away, and give them right back. They would get their ticket, their arrest, whatever it was, and the fireworks store would get their fireworks back.
No.
And they sell them again.
And they sell them again.
Scam.
That's a total scam.
That's the biggest reason
I've
ever heard.
That's why I have no problem ripping people off.
Because of that. Because once a year that happens?
Yeah, I just know people that it's happened too.
You think he would run out of customers that he screwed over, you know, if he keeps screwing over the people coming out of state. But I guess there's always new people.
But where we live, like even this year, I got about a half a dozen phone calls like, bro, if you need fireworks, I got. But that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Most of the times when I was younger, it was anybody who sold weed. sold fireworks around the around July 4th.
Well, you diversify. It's good for the off season.
Right.
It's a good business plan.
You diversify.
It would be a list, and you'd get a list, and it would have all these different names.
Oh, the fireworks
list. You didn't really know what any of them were. You knew what the pinwheel was. That would be the one that you hammered to the tree, and then you lit the fuse, and it would just spin around in circles and make noises and colors and all the other stuff. And you know, the mortars.
4th of July is the best, though. It's just the best. It's my favorite next to Christmas. It really is. It's a good time. And hello, the hot dog eating contest in the afternoon.
Oh, that you watched the thing from Coney Island?
I planned my entire day around that. I'm so jealous you guys are right there. Oh, it's my favorite. I have a big fat crush on Joey Chestnut. And one time I was in the same room with him and I got all starstruck and weirded out. And oh, my God.
Joey Chestnut.
Did you really?
Oh, dead serious. Oh, absolutely. I was all putting on makeup and stuff like a girl. Oh, it's awesome.
Hey, Jason on line one. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's up, brother? I'm from up there. I'm down in Florida right now. I'm from, like, Central Isol.
Okay.
And we used to get that stuff off the ice cream trucks, man.
Yeah, but small.
Oh, me too.
But small stuff.
Yeah, little stuff.
None of the big stuff. You might have gotten firecrackers.
They do come around with, like, a booking sheet, and it would be, like,
really?
500 items on it, and you have, like, a check sheet. You put on what you want.
Yeah.
Then you come back, and then the dude drives around the next week, and we were getting, like, dozens of grosses of bags of Blockbusters and M80s and freezer bags.
From your ice cream,
whoa,
man?
Oh. We never got that much.
That's an entrepreneur right there.
Yeah. Jason, we had Sal, the good humor guy, but he was like an older guy. And legally on his truck, he had caps. He had those little, like
smoke
I said, black
bombs.
Lady figure things,
smoke bombs.
And firecrackers and punks, which were incense, or sparklers. Right. That was it.
The punks we used to light the fuse.
This dude had M80s. Then he had Blockbusters, and they had pineapples, which is the size of like a two.
Pineapple is a quarter stick of dynamite.
Yeah, it was the size of like a toilet paper roll.
Yeah.
And you could literally put it next to a car. You could put it next to a car, and it'll put it up on two wheels.
Yeah, easy. Yeah, a pineapple is a quarter stick of dynamite.
Hey, thanks, Jason.
Yep.
And on top of that, you can get an ice cream bar, huh?
Yeah.
I'll take up my push-up. And free ice cream.
But even now, like, I got phone calls this year from two guys. Two of the calls that I got were from people that own lucrative businesses. Mm. And I'm like, dude, why are you selling fireworks?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it's fun.
Fuck you in trouble.
I make extra, you know,
risk it.
I have no idea. Other than they've probably always been the guy that got them, or they know the guy. You know, it's but you know, it's like you look at the thing, you check off boxes, like that guy said. Next thing you know, you got fireworks.
It's like sushi.
But usually, what I haven't seen yet, we'll probably see it on Monday. Like clockwork, our local news station will have a guy being let out of his house in handcuffs at a garage door open with a garage full of fireworks. Like clockwork. That news story will happen every single year.
Yeah.
That, and the day before Thanksgiving, they'll show an airport saying how busy it's going to be later on the day with the whole Thanksgiving travel day.
Set your watches, their calendars to it.
And before Super Bowl, you'll have the people getting locked up for bookmaking. Those stories happen like clockwork every single year.
Within a couple of days, no question. Last call, Mike's on line three. Hey, Mike, what do you got?
Hey, guys. I make these things called sparkler bombs. And all you do is just get the kids' sparklers that have the wooden stick in them, and you just tape them up, about 15 of them together, really tight, and then you take one of the sparklers and stick it out of the top to make a wick out of it, and tape it up really, really tight, light it, and run like hell, and it sounds like a quarter stick of a dynamite going off, and
I don't understand.
Why? A little bit.
Where does the boom? Where does the boom come from? If it's all sparklers, what's making a sound?
It's all the sparklers, because if you tape it up really, really tight, really good, the sparkler lights all the other ones inside, and because it's taped up so tight, there's so much compression that when all of them try to light at one time, it just blows up. And, I mean, it's freaking loud, and it'll wake every one of your neighbors up.
Oh, that's
it'll
pretty cool.
Really?
I'll tell my kids.
Yeah, check it out on YouTube. YouTube sparkler bombs and watch
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right, Mike.
Make
right,
one well. Of them.
I had no idea they had that potential, right. even wrapped together. You would think it would just be a louder hiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
Huh. Well, have a happy 4th of July. Keep it safe, people.
My son will do it. He'll do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Roger JP on the boat.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.